Psochim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Psochim Bavli, Daf Samach Tes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Membeis Madalef at the Mishnah. Heishiv Rabbi Kiva Azaya Tichiach Shi Mitzvah Vehi Mishim Shvus Ve'ena Deichet Shabbos Afat Al Tutame Al Eilu She'afapi She'em Mitzvah Ve'en Mishim Shvus Le'yitru Es HaShabbos. Rabbi Kiva responds, sprinkling proves it, as it's a mitzvah which is rabbinically prohibited and it does not override Shabbos. So too, do not be surprised about these, even though they are a mitzvah and are rabbinically prohibited, that they should not override Shabbos. Amar lo b'leze, v'alea anidam, ma im shchita shehi mishum melacha deiches haShabbos, hazar shehi mishum shvus leititches haShabbos. B'leze responded, I also disagree about sprinkling. If slaughtering, which is a full melacha, overrides Shabbos, should sprinkling, which is a merely rabbinically prohibited, not override Shabbos? Amar lo Rabbi Kiva, oy chilef. Ma im hazaya shi mishum shvus eina deiches haShabbos, af shchita shi mishum melacha leititches haShabbos. Rabbi Kiva responds, or perhaps is the opposite. If sprinkling, which is rabbinically prohibited, does not override Shabbos, slaughtering, which is a full melacha, should certainly not override Shabbos. Amar lo Rabbi Leza, Akiva, akat ma shekasav b'Torah, ben arboim b'mayadoi, ben b'chol ben b'Shabbos. Rabbi Leza, by doing so, you've uprooted a law of the Torah that permits its slaughtering in the afternoon at its correct time, whether on a weekday or even on Shabbos. Amar lo, havili moyed le'elu k'moyed b'shchita. Rabbi Kiva responded, there's no fixed time for these things, and they could have been done before Shabbos, and about sprinkling also, it does not state that it must be performed at its correct time. Klal Amar Rabbi Kiva, kam alacha she'efshel la'asoyth me'erev Shabbos, eina deiches haShabbos, shchita she'efshel la'asoyth me'erev Shabbos, deiches haShabbos. Avul Rabbi Kiva is that any malacha that could be done before Shabbos does not override Shabbos. Slaughtering cannot be done before Shabbos, it therefore overrides Shabbos. The Gemara says, Shoshisei Shana, Asa Rabbi Kiva, Nichnas Edsel Rabbi Lezer, V'leha Yodebai. For 13 years, Rabbi Kiva served in the base medrash of Rabbi Lezer without his attention. Vazuhi Tchilas Chuvasai HaRishoina, Lifnei Rabbi Lezer, Amalo Rabbi Shua, V'haloi Ze Ha'ama She'ma'astaboy, Se Na Ata V'elachemboy. This response of Rabbi Kiva, that sprinkling can prove it, was the start of their debates. Rabbi Shua said to Rabbi Lezer, in Shoshtim, Perek Tes Posuk Lamed Chesed says, is this not the nation from which you were repulsed? Please go now and wage war with it, means respond to Rabbi Kiva's question. Taman Taninan, Ezu Derech Rechoika Min HaMoydiyas Olachutz Ukamidasa Lachol Ruach De Rabbi Kiva Rebeleza Oime Me Eskopus Azora Olachutz. The mission later on says, what's considered to be enough of a distance from Mishulam to be exempt from Pesach Rishon and obligated in Pesach Sheni? Rabbi Kiva said, from Modiyat outwards, and the same distance away from Yerushalayim in all directions, Rabbi Elazar says, from the threshold of the Azor, the temple courtyard, and outwards. Rabbi Yochan loy am Rabbi Elazar ela lepoitu min hakaris. Rabbi Yochan says that Rabbi Elazar only spoke in order to prevent a person from receiving karis. Am Rabbi Elazar masnisa am makain. Rabbi Elazar the Amori said that our Mishnah is a clear proof for Rabbi Yochanan. Heishu Rabbi Kiva hazaya techiach shu mitzvah. The Mishnah taught that Rabbi Kiva responded that sprinkling proves it as it's a mitzvah. The mitzvah la'zayif, is it actually a mitzvah to sprinkle? The part of shechal yom shvi shalo liyayif ba'arbo asa, shechal yom b'shabbos, she'ilu chol haya mazeh olav v'achakach ba v'shoichet loy es pischoy v'hu nichnas o'ichle b'erev, mekon shi shabbos v'ein mazeh olav nimsa mis'akev min ha'mitzvahs. The first answer we give is that we can be referring here to when the seventh day of his hatara process occurred on the 14th, which was Shabbos. If it would have been on a weekday, he would have been sprinkled and then come to slaughter his Pesach offering. He would then come and eat it in the evening. Since it was Shabbos, he could not be sprinkled and he was prevented from performing the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. And Rav Hoshea gave a second answer, which is that if the seventh day of his Tahara occurred on the 13th of Nisan, which was Shabbos, if it would have been a weekday, he would have been sprinkled and come the next day to slaughter the Pesach and then eaten it in the evening. But since the 13th was on Shabbos, he was not sprinkled and he was prevented from performing the mitzvah. Ashkach Tani Kardin Kazmaya. A bais was discovered that supported the first answer, and there was there also a question on Rav Hoshea. Am Rav Yehuda Mepazi, Tipata Kemanda Amma, Meskopis Yerushalayim Velachutz, Meshivan Dover Mechutz Yerushalayim, Al Dorosh Yerushalayim, that Rav Yehuda Ben Pazi answered that that Bryson can follow the opinion Rabbi Lazar earlier that holds that from the threshold of the temple courtyard and outwards is considered distant. V'if bar nash ama l'rabbi oichilus, is there a person who responds with brazenness to his rab by saying, or perhaps it's the opposite? Lefi shahaya Rabbi Lazar melamdei halacha uba she'ein ishisei hazaya doiche Shabbos v'kaifa by b'shas adin l'fum kein hu amalei oichilus. The answer is he responded this way as Rabbi Lazar had taught him that the sprinkling does not override Shabbos. Rabbi Lazar had forgotten that this when expounding the Kavach Omer. Tani Rabbi Lazar Omer k'shem shashrita doicha Shabbos kach machshiri shchita doicha nesa Shabbos. Rabbi Lazar says in the Baisa, just as slaughtering overrides Shabbos, so preparation for slaughtering overrides Shabbos. Amalei v'kiva loyim amal v'shchita she'yesh l'asus me'er Shabbos doicha the Shabbos taimu machshiri shchita she'esh l'ahem le'asos me'er Shabbos ein doicha the Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva responded, no, slaughtering could not be done before Shabbos, so it overrides Shabbos. But preparation for slaughtering could be done before Shabbos, so they do not override Shabbos. Amalei Rabbi Lezer, emore sibo yechichu shehu yochel la'soysem ma'se Shabbos, ha'rohen doichen se Shabbos. Ma'li machshir eshchita, lifnei eshchita, ma'li machshir eshchita, la'ach eshchita. Rabbi Lezer responds, burning the fats of a public sacrifice prove it, as it could be done after Shabbos, but nevertheless overrides Shabbos. What's the difference between preparation for slaughtering before the slaughtering and acts associated with the slaughtering after the slaughtering? Amalei Rabbi Kiva, ma'ar l'machshirei shchita la'ach ha'shchita sh'dechen es ha'shabbos shekva dachas shchita es ha'shabbos yitchu machshirei shchita lifnei shchita ve'adayin lo dachas shchita es ha'shabbos. Rabbi Kiva responded, acts associated with slaughtering override Shabbos after the slaughtering, as they are coming after the slaughtering as had overridden Shabbos. But will preparations before the slaughtering override Shabbos? Slaughtering had not yet overridden Shabbos. The Va'achashem Nimsa Hazevach Posel Nimsa Deiches Hashabbos Below Shchita. Another response is that perhaps the sacrifice will be disqualified and Shabbos had been overridden without slaughtering. Gabe Shtei Tinoik Ma Islach Shema Yechla Tinoik Nimsa Deiches Hashabbos Below Mila. What could be the concern about allowing the preparations before circumcision to be done on Shabbos? Perhaps the baby will become sick and Shabbos had been overridden without circumcising. Hativun havi mizbech shenafa v'Shabbos havi einu roi livnois me'esmo. A question against Rabbi Kiva that if the altar collapsed on Shabbos, it should be permitted to rebuild it as it could not have been done before Shabbos, but we know that it's prohibited. And then we have these extra five words added into the gear, so min mizbech roi livnois me'esmo. The answer is that usually one can build the altar before Shabbos. And the Gemara asked, well, if a water appeared on Shabbos, it should be permitted to cut it off on Shabbos. Min yiboles roi ru'uya lechtoich me'esmo. The answer is no, usually one can cut off a water on Erev Shabbos. The question is, if the seventh day of his Tahara occurred on Shabbos, it should be permitted to sprinkle on Shabbos. Min azai roi me'esmo. The answer is no, usually one can sprinkle on Erev Shabbos.